This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
The Brick Witch. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, coming in hot. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Mobile.
And I will be your Lord and Savior for the evening.
All right.
And Justy Boy will be the...
I'll be your Sprout.
Yeah, he's going to be Justy Sprout today.
No, I'm not. Justy Mobile. I already said it.
Oh, right.
But I'm set in stone.
Well, you're a Justy Mobile. That's the type of thing you are.
Yeah.
But the personality, you know, like Hal is a robot, and you got Kit, the car. You know Kit, Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Hal still has a name, so you can be a Justy Mobile, but your name is Justy Sprout.
No, it's
or just simply Sprout.
Sprout. I'm going to be your...
I'm going to call you... You're going to be the car. I'm going to drive in the car. I'm going to call you Sprout.
I'm going to be a robotic Sprout.
Yeah. Yeah. So, take that, Elon Musk. Well, let's get right into it. Let's dive head first into it.
Yeah.
We've got some shit to talk about. First of all, Slimes by name of David corrected us. Corrected me specifically.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Was it me?
Yeah.
No. Well, it was kind of both of us. Anyway.
I doubt it.
A couple weeks ago, we did a segment. Or I did a remix. That's what it was. Of some... some cool new metal songs and some Ghostbusters and shit.
Yeah.
And I had a song in there called Push It. And I said it was by Power Man 5000. Then, you know, you pointed out that that's Rob Zombie's brother.
Yeah.
Which blew my mind. But it's not, that song's not even Power Man 5000.
Is it Static X?
Yeah. And I said same thing.
Pretty much.
Same thing.
I think they're both just phenomenal.
Bigger hair on one of them. And one of them's dead.
One of them's a robot now.
Yeah, that's weird. So yeah, that's something else we started talking about. Static X, for those who are not in the know. Let's see. Let me just sample that song so that people know. The main singer, man, Wayne Static.
Yeah, he passed.
That's his God-given name, I'm sure. He did pass. And after that, they found a replacement who just sort of started like dressing like him and shit at first. And like doing a weird hair shit that he had and weird facial hair. And that was weird enough. But then he's evolved into some sort of a cyborg now.
Yeah.
Now he's the singer of Static X is a Power Man 5000. yeah, they have some really elaborate makeup and costumes and shit for that guy for some odd reason. For some band, I didn't even know people still listen to that fucking band. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, the guy's from Dope.
Dope. This is the song.
Honestly, yeah, though, that cyborg costume's fucking awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's impressive. There he is. So that's just good stuff. That's just good rock.
It's beautiful.
But what really is striking, his hair is all sticking straight up, and then he has a long braided chin beard.
Yeah.
It's a long, skinny guy. And they kept showing this side profile in the video of his silhouette, and you can just see that thing flapping around in the breeze. Majestic as all get out.
Yeah.
So. I deeply apologize.
I forgive you.
The memory of Wayne Static and the Static, what do you call it there when you...
X.
Like the group, the family that has that like takes over when somebody dies.
The lineage, the bloodline.
No, the estate, the static estate.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I apologize to the static estate. In fact, I'm going to start a new band, cover band, an homage called The Static Estate.
Yeah, I like it.
So,
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah. And then Power Man 5000. What was their big song? Oh, When Worlds Collide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that one.
Yeah. Now watch yourself, or you, cause we can't
go. What is it? Yeah, that's good.
Wow. No, I mean, I see a little zombie in it. I'll be the one that's taking over. Now this is what it's like when worlds collide. Are you ready to go? Guys, I'm ready to go. It's like sci-fi Rob Zombie is all it is. That
he's
like,
not sci-fi? No, he's horror.
Yeah, he's horror.
Yeah.
Their whole family is a video store.
Yeah.
And
he was raised by TV.
Right.
He just was like me.
Raised in the horror section. His brother was raised in the...
I kind of was raised by TV a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And me too, a little bit.
I got a lot of good ideas from TV.
TV is a good thing.
Sometimes.
Well, it depends what it is, what's on it.
Scooby-Doo.
That's good.
Yeah. Help me learn about criminals.
Yeah. Arthur. Doug.
Doug. Yeah, I didn't really watch Arthur.
I watched Arthur.
I watched a little bit.
Fucking anteater, piece of shit.
Yeah.
He eats ants.
You don't feel bad about the ants you kill? You're a monster.
So speaking of good music and speaking of good heavy metal music, Nicole showed me something that somebody posted online, and it was a video of a guy singing his song, and he's apparently a very popular singer, and his name is Ryan Jesse. And, okay, first guess, what kind of music, what genre?
Ryan Jesse. I'm guessing country.
Yeah, what's the subgenre, though?
Subgenre?
New metal. This is new metal country.
New metal country, okay. And I wouldn't guess that.
It's something. It's a thing. It's something. Let's see. He's got a big hit right now called Villain in Me.
All right.
Ryan Jesse.
Give me a little clip. Where it ends, I don't need an angel. I just need a friend. The battle. That's enough. Won't stop coming. That's pretty bad. That's a weird mix. Won't let me move on.
Can't put the bottle down. Can't put the bottle down. Drown myself in these feelings. Swimming with my demons. Living my life going through hell. Cause yep. The bourbon and the weed ain't working. The bourbon and the weed ain't working. Oh, yeah. I'm swimming with my demons, he said. Oh, sometimes he goes hard mode.
He's dealing with the cost of living life going. That's such a bizarre mix of genres.
I think this might be it.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and describe this frame. That first of all, his whole, I'm on his Instagram, and all these posts are very dramatically lit shots of just this guy standing in a room. And the room's different every time, but it's usually got bricks in it, and there's usually chains hanging from the ceiling. And he just kind of like walks around and lip syncs to his songs in various spooky, but also country settings.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got a sleeveless vest on.
Yeah.
He's got a big cross tattoo.
Oh.
He's the resident cool guy. And I think now we need to probably switch genres for our new music.
I'm deeply upset.
Well, I mean, we've all got a villain inside.
You think?
Yeah, the bourbon wakes the villain up. The bourbon that does it. The natural ice does it.
I'm just
in this guy's case.
I'm just a little bit of a sprout. There's a Bible by my bed, but these demons never let If I wanted to listen to Stained, I would. In the dark these
days. Those lyrics are so good. There's a Bible by my bed. These demons never let me turn the page. It's Marlboro lights in the dark these days.
Wow.
He's sad, despite the height of his truck. So I don't think he's a true countryman.
No.
There's a great picture here of him on a golf course, and he's dressed up for playing golf, except he's given a middle finger.
Thumb or no thumb?
Well, he's holding a golf club, so you can't really. It's the thumb is holding the golf club. Okay. It's clasped.
He could do it without that.
He's clasping it. So Ryan Jesse is the guy.
If he was a true rocker, he'd put his thumb up. He'd go like this.
Yeah,
right. 700 rings on.
Right. Well, he does have the rings, I think. Yep, he does. One of the thumbnails here has the lyric on the screen. It's just part of it, and it says, "Than why am." He said "than" instead of "then." Let's see what he.
You like Nickelback?
Yeah.
You like country music?
Yeah.
Well, check this out. You say it's my fault. Yeah. If it's all my fault, then why am I the one staying
up all night, getting told I'm losing my way? Oh, God.
I'm deeply upset.
So, yeah. Everybody go follow him. Give him your support. We all need a little more Ryan Jesse music in our life. Because do you ever just like feel down in the dumps and blue?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about God and how he might have forgotten you?
No, not really.
Do you ever think about paying child support?
No.
Do you ever think about running out of beer?
Not really a huge concern.
Do you ever think about riding around in your big fucking truck and swerving to avoid the manhole covers, even though you have a big fucking truck with big monster truck tires on it, and it wouldn't matter, but you still swerve around it because, you know,
don't want to do any damage to my frame,
don't
want to
hurt my truck. You ever think about that? Or
no?
Do you ever think about your estranged children?
No, they're estranged for a reason.
Yep, bourbon. That's the reason. Yeah. Bourbon did it.
I'm just going to leave them alone.
Yep, let them go.
It's what's best.
The bourbon took them, and the devil took me, and I'm swimming with demons. I want to write a Ryan Jesse song. But speaking of tough guys, wait, do you have a segment?
Yeah.
Do you want to, how strong is it? Do you want to do it at the end, or do you want to do it?
I think it's pretty good. I got a Misconnections.
Oh, yeah. Sexy.
I couldn't come up with anything for a poem. My brain is just bullshit. Because it's daylight savings.
Yeah.
I took a nap instead.
I like taking naps. I took one today. I took one.
I didn't even need one.
I did. I took one. I had to clean up all those fucking leaves.
Ugh.
Fucking bullshit. You know what? I don't know if I can handle doing tough guy poetry right now, right after Ryan Jesse.
Yeah, that was pretty tough.
That was pretty tough. So I think we need a little bit of a break. So how about we do chatbot poetry? Because whenever it was, 2 episodes back, I believe, when we were talking about Rob Zombie, or no, it was last episode. We were talking about Rob Zombie's song and coming up with the lyrics for it. And one of us had the idea to have AI write a Rob Zombie song about meatballs.
Yeah.
And I did it. I sent it to you.
Okay.
You want to do the honors?
It's, yeah.
You got to get your voice ready.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it tonight. My voice is pretty, pretty weak.
You got to do your exercises.
Yeah, living it alive in a meatball van.
Yeah, perfect.
The other rope is for Cindy.
The other rope?
So, write a song in the style of Rob Zombie about a meatball van. Include the line oregano mega cheese ball man.
Right.
Right. Good call.
Yeah. That was my prompt. And then the rest is all ChatGPT.
Yeah. I don't want to do the Rob Zombie voice. It's going to hurt me.
You can't. Nobody can do it for that one except for Robert himself.
I could do it if I was doing a Rob Zombie cover set.
Yeah. But you'd have to work your way up to it.
No, I'd be fine right out the gate.
You'd have to have a tea.
Yeah. You're right. I definitely would have to have a tea.
Yeah.
Before and after.
Mm hmm.
In a world of darkness where the hungry roam.
Yeah.
There's a van that's rolling to your carnivore zone.
Right, the meat zone.
It's the meatball van, a sinister delight. slinging meaty magic in the dead of night.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that sounds like him.
Grimy streets, neon lights. It's a meatball paradise. Cruising through the shadows, the cheese balls rise.
Yes.
Oregano, mega cheese ball man. He's got the power to turn your taste buds into a meaty, cheesy tower.
Yeah, it's all about that meat and cheese towering over you.
And then the chorus is, meatball van, rolling down the avenue. Serving up those meatballs in a cheese ball or two. With a dash of oregano and a wicked grin, you'll be lost in flavor. Let the feast begin.
Yeah. Lurking in the darkness where the freaks all hide.
Lurking in the darkness where the freaks all hide. There's a sizzle in the air on this wicked meatball ride. Cooking up the spices with a touch of hellfire.
Yep.
Meatball van is here and you'll never tire. Grimy streets, neon lights, it's a meatball's paradise. Cruising through the shadows, the cheese balls rise. Oregano,
cheese balls
mega
rises.
Cheese ball man. He's got the power to turn your taste buds into a meaty, cheesy tower. Meatball van, we already did that.
Mm-hmm.
Bridge.
Bridge, take us to the Matthews Bridge.
Meatball madness, it's a world of sin. With every bite, you'll feel the devil within.
Uh-huh.
Chomping on meatballs, they're hotter than the sun. Oregano mega cheese ball man, you better run.
Yes.
The guitar solo.
The guitar solo. Which I can hear. I can hear it.
And then the chorus again. And then the outro is, as the night winds down and the streets grow cold, meatball van disappears, a story to be told.
Yes.
In the heart of the city where the outcasts dwell, the meatball van's legend no one can dispel.
Wow.
Yeah, living in life in a meatball van. Here I make up and do it again. I for an eye, do ball to do main. Never seen a demon on the land.
You know what they say, right?
Yeah.
They say meatball paradise, put up a parking lot.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's it for the meatball zone today. Hope you like our meatball song that we didn't write.
We wrote it.
Yeah, in a way.
It's our fault it exists.
Okay, that's a way to...
No one else was going to do it.
Good way to look at it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we did, in a way.
Yeah, true.
In a way.
True.
We willed it into existence.
You guys from owe nothing. Us. You all owe us money now.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's take a trip back in time.
Okay.
Let's check in on a segment that we've just let stew for years and years and years and years.
What's that?
AI Dungeon.
Oh yeah.
AI has come a long way, as you just saw in our other AI segment. This one we used to do back in the day, and it was hit or miss. When it hit, it was awesome.
I broke it several times.
Yeah, you usually would break it. But AI has come a long way.
I couldn't break it the last time we tried.
Right.
And I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
I remember.
I tried to break AI, but I choke.
I try to walk away and I fumble. Try to pot a hide it. It's clear my pee-pee crumble where you are not there. Okay, so AI Dungeon is exactly what it sounds like. It's like a dungeon master that takes you on an adventure, but it's all AI.
Yeah.
So you can pretty much do whatever you want and enter whatever you want. But now there are scenarios that people create and share on AI Dungeon. And there are a lot of horny ones.
Wow.
I took note of 5 different ones to choose from.
I'm going to be fucking and sucking a Jigglypuff in no time.
So.
We get throated by a Jigglypuff in this
okay.
adventure.
Yes. Here are the ones that I, we're just going to do one today, hopefully, unless it's bad.
Yeah.
But pick one to start. So I've got.
Okay.
The Wet Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a genie, which is just a genie in the desert who Okay. Grant you wishes.
Okay.
I got Cumshot Cafe. I've got Beach MILF.
Ooh.
And I've got Futanari Milk Bar.
Ooh, what was the first one?
Do you know what a Futanari is?
No.
It's become a specific type of fetish, like in hentai and shit, where it's like a full-on hentai, like classic giant meatballs sort of woman with a cock.
Okay.
So that's a Futanari, and this is a milk bar. So which one do you want to do?
What was the first one?
The Wet Nightmare.
I like the Wet Nightmare. I like Beach MILF.
Beach MILF, yeah. Cumshot Cafe.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know.
You seem to light up when I said Beach MILF.
I'm thinking Beach MILF.
Let's do Beach MILF.
That's the way I'm leaning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beach.
So enter our character's name.
Ron.
Ron? No.
This is the first name that popped into my head.
Yeah.
Let's name him Dominici.
Okay.
Dominuno Nomici.
Dominici will be just fine. Name of your friend's mom.
My friend's mom?
Yeah.
Peach.
Okay, here we go. Generating.
I can't wait.
Okay. That's a lot of text. Okay. You feel the harsh rays pierce your sweaty pores. The sun has you skewered in place and roasting against the scalding sand. This is supposed to be a day full of summer fun, yet here you are thinking of how to burn the rest of your disappointing time here. The tsunami of idle chatter from the other beachgoers just makes it all the worse. Your friends ditched. They didn't feel like putting up with this heat and packed up not long after arriving. What are you even here for? You find yourself asking in a genuine effort to remember. Just then, however, the answer shines before you with long hair along the crisp ocean breeze with a strut as rhythmic as the morning tide and with a body as hot as could be. Above the sea, a mature beauty ever so slowly drips into close view. And so, too, does it fill your reason for being here. You've braved this humid inferno after the others left, just for the chance of being in her presence. Peach, your friend's finely endowed mom.
Yeah. I knew she was going to have big cans, dude.
Of course, dude. Are you shitting me?
Peach.
On her is a thin bikini that's in a desperate grapple to cover the most intimates of her voluptuous body.
Okay.
Even a gentle wave would be enough for its grip to fall away. And for all of her to be exposed in the limelight of day. Your eyes swim up past her loosely contained hourglass figure, coming to briefly rest on her comfy cleavage, only to then be sucked in by her whirlpool gaze, and from her gorgeous face radiates a smile not even the sun has a chance of competing against. Oh, Dominici. Her plump red lips say in the hopes that you recognize her. You're still here? As you turn to face her, she takes a step closer, her eyes never leaving yours. You can feel the heat emanating from her body, and you know that she is interested in you.
What do you do?
Now what? We can take a turn or have it continue writing. We want to take a turn.
Yeah, what do you think? What's the goal?
Well,
here?
She said you're still here. What, you gotta respond?
Yeah, so.
Okay. And now it tells you, like, you can select say or do.
Yeah, oh, wow, okay.
So it's better than before. You say, yeah, so. Peach leans in closer, her hand reaching out to touch your arm. I see you've been keeping an eye on me, she says with a sultry smile.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you don't get eaten by a shark or a bird or a pelican. So, just trying to make sure, you know, kind of a lifeguard of sorts. So,
yeah.
You say... Yeah, just want to make sure you don't get eaten by a shark or a bird or a pelican. I'm kind of a lifeguard of sorts, so. Peach chuckles softly, her eyes still locked on yours. I appreciate the concern, John Dominici.
John?
Oh, no, I just said that by accident. I started saying Giamanici, and then it turned into John Domenici.
Domenici.
I appreciate the concern, Domenici, she says, but I don't think I'll be in any danger here.
When you have me around, you're never in any danger. Peach. You're always safe. Yeah, no, you're never in any danger. That's fine.
You say, when you have me around, you're never in any danger. Peach. Peach's eyes widen slightly at your words, and she leans in even closer. Is that so? She murmurs, her breath hot against your ear. I think you'll have to prove that to me. How do you prove that?
That's what you gotta ask.
Yeah. How do?
How do, Peach?
Peach. How do and what?
How do?
You say, how do? Peach leans in even closer, her lips brushing against your ears as she whispers, by making sure I have all of you under my spell. She pulls back slightly, giving you a coy smile. She's a witch? Are you a MILF witch or a beach witch?
Yeah. May I drink from your cauldron?
You say, are you a MILF witch or a beach MILF? May I drink from your cauldron? Peach's smile widens and she leans in even closer. I'm both, she says, her hand reaching up to cup your cheek.
Oh, wow.
And I can give you both in all their glory. So she can be a beach MILF witch.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have no cock.
No.
What?
No, we don't say that.
Why not?
She'll find out soon enough.
Okay. What do we say or do?
You say, I'd like to hear a little bit more about this spell.
Peach's hand drops from your face and she steps back slightly. Of course, she says with a playful smirk.
So do.
That's what I said, continue. Go on. She said, I'll tell you about it in due time. But for now, let's just enjoy each other's company. She steps closer again, her body pressed up against yours. We kind of start being weird.
Yeah.
Like.
Offer her some of your baby carrots. And hummus.
Okay, do. Offer her baby carrots and hummus.
Women love hummus, from what I understand.
Especially beef milks. Beach milk. Beach milfs.
Beach milf.
You offer her baby carrots and hummus. Peach's eyes light up at the sight of the baby carrots and hummus.
Told you.
And she eagerly takes a bite. Mmm, this is delicious, she says with a smile.
Want a hump? Now is the time.
Want hump?
Want hump.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. Let's see if she wants to go back to our home planet.
You say, want hump? Peach's smile fades slightly at your words. What? But she quickly recovers and gives you a playful nudge. All right. I think we're enjoying each other's company just fine, she says with a chuckle.
Yeah, so I'd like to bring you back to my home planet. You maybe meet my space dad. What? Nothing funny. There's nothing funny about it.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
You say,
a little lime in a meatball ride.
You say, I'd like to bring you back to my home planet. Maybe you'll meet my space dad. Peach's eyes widen in surprise at your words, and she takes a step back. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that, she says, her tone serious.
Okay.
Okay. Peach takes a deep breath and looks up at the sky. I understand your desire to make a connection with someone, Domenici, she says. It sounds like she's going to go on, so I'll say continue. Go on? But I think we should take things slow.
Okay.
Let's enjoy each other's company for now. She gives you a small smile before turning to walk away, her hips swaying with each step. What kind of fantasy is this?
I don't know.
You got to, like, work for it?
I guess. What? Let's bring her out for a fried dough. Then we'll pour powdered sugar all over her titties.
Should we ask? We've got to ask her that first.
If she wants to get powdered sugar poured all over her?
Okay, say. Do you want...
On her breasts?
Powdered sugar on your bra?
Your breasts.
You say, do you want powdered sugar sprinkled upon your breast? Peach stops in her tracks, turning back to face you with a look of shock and disgust. I don't think that's appropriate, she says firmly.
Okay.
Peach takes a step back, her eyes still locked on yours. I think we need to take a break from each other, she says, her tone serious. No. I'm going to say no.
I don't think so.
No, thank you.
You want to wear my sunglasses and jacket?
What kind of beef milch? I can't say beach milch.
Beef milch?
What kind of beef milch are you? Peach nods, her eyes never leaving yours. I understand.
Understand.
This is after saying no, thank you.
Yeah. Ask her if she wants to wear my sunglasses and jacket.
But she also said, but just now, just know that you can always come back to me if you change your mind.
Ask her if she wants to wear your sunglasses and jacket. It smells like you. A little time on a meatball ride. Yeah.
You say, do you want to wear my sunglasses and jacket? They smell like me. Peach's eyes widen in surprise at your suggestion. But she quickly recovers and shakes her head. I think it's best we just enjoy each other's company without distractions.
Yeah. Just say I'm sorry about that thing I said earlier. I didn't mean it. I don't know what came over me. I got excited.
You say, sorry about that thing I said earlier about your titty and the sugar. I got excited. Peach smiles at you, her eyes still fixed on yours. I appreciate your honesty, Dominici, she says. But let's just keep things at a friendly level for now.
Okay.
No, I'm going to, we got to do something. We've been saying a lot. We got to do more do, simply yeah. Do.
You got to tell her, okay, I got to go.
No, but what are we doing?
Just say you got to go. Talk to you soon. Then you don't call her for a week.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
Gotta go. Bye.
Bye-bye, MILF.
Gotta go back to my home planet. See my space dad.
Peach nods and watches you walk away, her eyes following your every move. As you disappear into the distance, she takes a deep breath, trying to calm her racing heart. Make a turn. What do?
You don't call her. You wait till she calls you. You sit by the phone until she calls you.
You sit by the phone for what feels like hours, waiting for Peach to call you back. Finally, your phone buzzes with a notification, and you quickly check the message. Let's see what it is. It's a call from Peach. Dominici, I've decided to stay here with you tonight, she says with a smile. I hope you don't mind. So she's already at Dominici's residence.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Come on in. I make a pizza. I make bread.
You say, okay, come on in. I make bread. You quickly grab a loaf of freshly baked bread from the oven and offer it to Peach. Here, try this, you say, gesturing towards the kitchen. It's just made with love. throw it.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good one.
You throw the bread loaf. As you throw the bread loaf towards Peach, she quickly catches it and takes a bite. Wow, this is amazing, she says with a smile. Thank you, Dominici. And then do.
You set up the hammock. In the house. You don't say a fucking word while you're doing it.
You set up the hammock in the living room in complete silence. The only sound being the crinkle of the nylon as you pull it taut.
Yeah. Okay. Continue.
Peach climbs onto the hammock, lying back and closing her eyes. This feels so good, she murmurs, her body relaxing in the soft fabric. Flip her over.
Yeah. And ask if she wants to watch wrestling. And then put it on regardless of what she says.
Flip her over. Ask if...
Just tell her we're watching wrestling.
flip her over, tell her we're watching wrestling. Okay. You flip Peach over onto her back, her eyes opening in surprise. I'm watching wrestling, you say with a smile. Want to watch with me? Then I hit continue. You won't watch with me? Peach nods, her eyes still fixed on you. Sure, she says, cool. Settling into the hammock with you. I love watching wrestling.
Hell yeah, it worked.
What are you going to do?
We're going to put on a Bret Hart match. Then we're going to put on 15 more Bret Hart matches. So we watch Bret Hart matches deep into the night. He may be the excellence of execution, but I am the sexcellence of sexecution.
Oh, God, yeah. You put on a Bret Hart match. You grab a pair of wrestling gloves from your closet and start putting on a Bret Hart match.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. I put her in the sharpshooter.
Peach watches in amazement as you take on your opponent with grace and skill.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Yeah.
I ask her if she wants to be put in the sharpshooter.
Do you want to be put in the sharpshooter? What's a sharpshooter?
It's a submission hold.
Okay.
It's Bret Hart's finisher.
Peach looks at you with a raised eyebrow. What's the sharpshooter? She asks, her tone curious.
Let me show you. We'll make her tap.
Okay. The AI dungeon has certainly improved. It's a lot more coherent now. You say, it's a submission hold. Let me show you. You grab a pair of ropes and show Peach the sharpshooter hold. This is how it's done, you say, demonstrating the move. You need a pair of ropes to do that?
Well, she could reach. I mean, you got to try to get out of the sharpshooter. Either you reverse it or you reach for the ropes to break the hold.
Oh, that breaks the hold?
Yeah, you get 3 seconds. You hold on for 3 seconds after they've hit the rope. Otherwise, I think it's 5, actually, or you get disqualified.
Okay, so do. Put Peach
in the sharpshooter, make her tap.
In the sharpshooter and make her tap out. You pull Peach into the sharpshooter and lock her arms behind her back.
Not how the move works, but all right.
Ready, set, go, you say. Ready to put her in submission. Continue.
If she actually taps, I'm not hanging out with her anymore.
Oh, wow.
Date's over.
But if she's just letting you win when she's actually way stronger. Peach taps out. Her body going limp as you release her from the hold. That was amazing, she said. A smile on her face. I'm so glad we're friends.
Yeah. So I think you got to go. I think it's time for you to go. I don't like quitters in my stay in my hammock. What?
Such a funny concept. Like she taps out and she's like so happy about it and impressed by your moves.
And then you just tell her to go.
I don't like you anymore. You say, I think it's time for you to go. I don't like quitters in my hammock. Peach nods and gets off the hammock, standing up and stretching her arms. I should probably go.
See you later.
She says, her tone apologetic. Thanks for letting me stay, Dominici.
Yeah, say don't call me again. I'm done. Just reject her. Make her watch 19 Bret Hart matches. They kick her out because she tapped out to a sharpshooter.
Is that an easy one to get out of?
No, it's a finisher.
You say, don't call me again. I'm done. What you did was disgraceful.
Right.
Peach looks at you with a mix of surprise and hurt. I'm sorry, Dominici, she says softly. I didn't mean to cause any trouble.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
End simulation.
Peach nods and walks toward the door, but before she leaves, she turns back to you. Dominici, I didn't mean to come on too strong earlier, she says, her tone sincere. Get out. Peach looks at you with a mix of concern and hurt. Wait, I already said that. Hold on.
Did I break it?
No.
Ah.
Wait, hell. No, she did say that twice.
Oh.
That's weird. Okay, her tone apologetic. She said, I just wanted to have some fun. You turn your back on her and continue cooking, trying to ignore the hurt feelings you've caused.
She'll go. She'll go eventually.
Okay, well, eat rocks. You grab a handful of rocks from the yard and start munching on them, your mind elsewhere. As you eat, you hear Peach's footsteps retreating down the driveway. Just down there, fucking crouched.
End simulation.
A full squat just chowing down on these...
the perfect night.
Rocks. Just yeah.
We're done. I think we're done.
That's it.
Peach MILF.
Peach MILF was a great story.
It was.
That was fun. That was fun.
That had a little razzle dazzle to it. You know?
That was good.
That was good.
Okay. Well, that was a good AI dungeon. And now we've got some more that we can do another time.
Yeah.
So hope you like it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well,
it's the big show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What now? Just misconnections? Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
So here we are approaching act three of this program.
Yeah.
In the deep.
Deep night. Roy.
The deep twilight. Of Roy. We got a segment. You got a segment.
Yeah.
You want to tell me about it?
Yes, yeah, misconnections.
What's that about?
It's people on Craigslist who saw somebody smile, or thought they saw somebody smile at them at the gas station, and they say, hey, I saw you this morning at the gas station. Tell me what color my shirt was.
I dig your musk.
And they don't get responses.
I like the way you stink.
Yeah. Thought you were so beautiful.
Yeah. I saw you in public and you had the nicest pussy.
It was so beautiful. So close to the titties, I could almost smell them. Yeah.
Here we go.
We got 16 Boston area misconnections here.
Oh, Boston, dude.
And I got to say, I think it was about 10 of these were one after the other. It's been
a busy day. It was full moon.
It was good today.
Probably a full moon.
There was some funny shit. So.
I have a doba, have a doba.
I do ba doba, have a doba. Arnold. Arnold.
What was the mommy bird? What did it say?
Ooh, mama, mommy bird.
Ooh, mommy.
Mama, mooma, mommy bird.
Yeah, mama, mooma. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was it. This one is titled, Beautiful Orange Hair Girl, White Stockings, 11 a.m. Boston to Worcester.
Oh, no.
We were on the same commuter rail today from South Station to Worcester at 11 a.m. You are beautiful and we're dressed super cute. We are.
Okay.
I think we're.
Yeah.
Orange hair, white stockings, skirt, piercings. There was some guy hacking up a lung behind us.
Oh, yeah.
We caught each other's glance.
You see that fucking guy?
You had old style headphones, and I wanted to ask what you were listening to. I should have approached you, sad face. If you see this, I want to take you out.
What kind of headphones? What's old head?
Old style.
What does that mean?
Big.
Big.
Big. Yeah. This one's titled Muscular Older Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Male here, and I see you around sometimes. You are older, late 50s to early 70s, and fit. You stare is both intimidating and dominating.
Oh, wow. Yet, that's what you want.
I couldn't not look back.
Yeah, I can't.
You stare is intimidating and dominating.
You and dominating of me.
This one, a little bit fucking of creepy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, settled. Retired college football coach Alston
says,
miss my students who would come by to chill out and leave their stress behind. Simple. Where you been?
This person fucks students.
It seems that way. Maybe. Probably.
Probably not good.
No, I don't like that. I don't know. Cab driver.
Yeah.
Next one. You were, this is my favorite. This is a great one. You were my cab driver. Excuse me. You were my cab driver at the Roxbury Crossing area. I was rude and didn't tip. We argued about something stupid. You were a guy in your 20s, and I was the rude guy who was disrespectful. I'd like to apologize. You probably will recognize this. Let me know. Yep.
Let them know. Just send up a bat signal. Yep. People still use taxis, huh?
I guess. Yeah.
They're artisanal.
Uber. Looking for Lauren. Boston, Newbury Street Tattoo Shop.
Yeah.
You were at the tattoo shop yesterday, Saturday the 4th, with two of your friends, and I was with my wife. She was getting a piercing.
My wife.
I would love to get together.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty blatant.
Yeah. Hey.
Pretty flagrant.
Flagrant.
That's flagrant and blatant. It's really flagrant.
This is another really good one, too.
Yeah.
This one's titled, Any Wheelchair Guys?
I love me a good wheelchair guy.
Yeah. Any guys in wheelchairs looking for a hangout or chat? I'm 46 foot G-A-Y. Interested in connecting with wheelers.
Wheelers?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing, guys. I need a guy who can come over and just roll over my sack a couple times.
Yeah.
With his fucking murder ball.
By the way, I'm G-A-Y. Oh, yeah. It was all spaced out like that.
Right, so. Right.
This one's titled, Thanks to the guy driving the black Denali who let me cross the street, Jamaica Plain. Says, yesterday afternoon on Washington Street in Jamaica Plain, you were a kind dude. Hey, let me cross the street in front of your black Denali. You kept staring at me. Just wanted to say thanks and see if you wanted to grab some coffee. Yep.
Yep. I don't think he does.
No, I don't. I yeah. doubt it. Here, this one's from Arlington. It's titled Blue Plaid Shirt Woman Near Mass Ave.
Okay.
Beautiful girl near Mass Ave. Beautiful, strong, feminine looks. Wearing a blue plaid shirt.
The one.
That's it.
That's it. The one and only blue plaid shirt and
no intentions to list. It's just yeah,
simply
saw you.
You. I simply seen.
This one's titled Girl on Green Line, Brigham Circle to Prudential, Friday, November 3rd, Boston to Brigham Circle. We both got on at Brigham Circle around 4:30 p.m. on Friday, November 3rd. Then I was standing right next to your seat. I was working up the courage to talk to you, but couldn't find an inn. Then you got off at Prudential and I missed my chance. Should have struck up convo and asked for your number. Doing this on the off chance it reaches you. I'm Asian and I was wearing a black puffy jacket.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was there a connection, do you think?
It was missed one.
Right, but you think there was one to be had?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. There okay. was tension.
Yeah.
Sexual.
That's what I thought. I could feel it.
It's sexual in nature.
I could feel it in the air.
This one's titled Very Big Bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you at the gym working out. I noticed you'd look at me a couple times, but was not right? sure if you were straight. Send me a message. Would love to admire you in person.
Yeah.
Very big. This was, speaking of very big, it's titled Gray Sweatpants.
Oh.
We were on the train together. I could see your bulge in your gray sweatpants pulsate as you smiled and looked at me.
Oh,
send
man.
Send me a message if you see this. I saw your cock pulsating.
As he was smiling, like he smiled so hard that it pulled all his cock skin up, made it bounce.
Yep. I counted how many times your heart beat.
Dude, I could see your heart beat in your cock.
Right. I could feel it. Old guy in white bucket hat, Harvard Street, Brookline. I was sitting, rested my legs. You stopped, looked, and asked if I was Dennis. I'm not. I'm not. We chatted for a couple minutes, then I excused myself. That was my mistake. You were a classy lady. I'd like to pick it up from there if you would.
Yeah. All the classy ladies you're going to find.
Look, I'm not Dennis.
You're going to find them checking Craigslist misconnections all the time.
Yeah. This one's titled Peter Halloween Night.
Dude, my buddy Peter Halloween.
Dude. This one's good, too. Hey, this is Methuen. Hey, I'm the guy who lives in the same neighborhood, but met for the first time during trick-or-treating last night. Your name's Pete, and you dressed as a pirate. I will blow you down.
That sounds threatening.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to whoop you.
I'm going to whoop
you. I'm going to blow you down, brother.
Blow you down. He was dressed as a big bad wolf. That's what it was.
Yep.
This one's titled Blonde Girl at Salem Walmart. I was enchanted by your lovely smile today, Wednesday, around noon, as you were buying storage bins. You told the woman in line behind you that you were separated for 4 months and now getting divorced. I'm the tall blonde fellow who kept admiring your beautiful smile.
And he was a fed of them in line.
Yeah.
So he had to be turning back and staring at him, which would have been really creepy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He didn't care. He didn't care, though.
We got two more here. Starbucks, Westwood.
I've been there.
You accidentally took my coffee this morning thinking it was yours. You oddly blamed the mistake on the weather, but it really wasn't a big deal.
On the weather?
On the weather. Yeah, what? I commented on how I liked your tie, but what I really wanted to comment on was I liked your silver hair and thought you looked good. Perhaps I run into you again.
Perhaps. Mayhaps we spear. Mayhaps we touch tips.
This is the last one here. It's Rocky Woods.
Yeah.
You were fishing with your grandson as I was on my run. I noticed you kept peering over your shoulder. Oh, no, it doesn't say shoulder. I noticed you kept peering over your should to look at me each time I passed you. Would love to grab some fucking coffee with you, dude.
Dude, don't talk to me before I have my coffee, though.
Right?
You shitting me?
I like peering. I just...
Did you peer at me?
Yeah.
You were peering at me. I saw it.
I saw what you did. I caught you.
I saw what you did.
I caught you.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Right? Peering at me.
Peer.
Peer.
That's it. That's all I got.
Those are good. It's been a good segment.
Yeah. Not bad.
I've already I've downloaded Ryan Jesse's entire discography. I'm getting it cut to vinyl. It's custom for me.
I don't want to hear it.
Ryan Jesse. You put a cowboy hat on a can of Monster Energy and you get Ryan Jesse. All right. You want to do a round of I Love This Business?
Sure.
Before we sign off. I Love This Business.
I do.
Is a segment that we do a lot, in which we pull out our cell phones and we open up an app called Dubain's Names that I made to generate names of products from a couple of word banks that we've just dumped a bunch of fun words into.
Yeah.
Basically, it's going to generate names of products, and we're going to pitch them to each other as best we can, as if we're in the Shark Tank.
Right. You want me to start? I got one.
Yeah.
I got a nice little product for you.
Please.
You got a big rat problem, right?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it a problem.
Yeah. But you got rats.
I got rats, yeah.
You got rats. You don't care. You don't like them.
Well.
So you like some of them.
Some of them are cool.
But most of them.
Gotta go.
Pests.
Pests.
And I know you like to eliminate the rat problem in the least humane way possible, right?
Right, as much bloodshed and, you know.
So I got a great product for you. It's a new rat removal device that I got for you. It takes care of them lickety-split. It's called the Rat Popper. And it's exactly what it sounds like.
Okay.
Rat eats pellet. Pellet explodes.
So there's
Rat pops.
There's a lot of cleanup involved with that one. Is that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you put it in a box.
Uh-huh. Right.
So it's pretty, it just kind of coats the inside of the box mostly.
The gore?
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a little rat hole. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, lures
them in. I thought it was just the pellets.
Oh, well, yeah. There's a little box, though, for easy cleanup. I mean, you could do it You can paint your whole fucking wall with a
with rat blood. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You want. So yeah.
I love this business. Yeah, I'll invest.
It's inhumane.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course.
So
I got one for you. You're going to love this.
Sure.
What's the best part about being alone at home and horny?
Jacking off.
Yeah. But what's even better? The foot cannon. It's a device. It's a device that you set up in your living room. Yeah. It's got a latex foot on it.
Wow. Okay.
And a piston, a very powerful piston that you can fire it up and it's just going to repeatedly kick you in the dick over and over again, or in your ass or on your tit or wherever you want. Whatever you want to do with that foot, that's your prerogative because it's your foot cannon. You bought it.
The only way I can get off is if I'm getting a sweet chin music.
Yeah. A little bit of foot.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in.
Yep.
I'm in. Count me in.
Okay.
You know, you have dry storage around?
Yes.
How come you can't have wet storage? How come you never see wet storage around?
Because of mold.
Well, I got a device that could no mold.
No mold.
Nope. It's called the wet hatch.
For all your wet goods.
You throw all your wets down there, they stay moist.
Yeah.
No mold.
No mold. How do you mold? What's the science behind it?
Oh. I'm an ideas man. I'm not.
Okay.
You know.
But you think that the nerds can figure it out?
I think it's already being worked on.
Oh, okay.
It's in production. So. Yeah, wet hatch. What do you think of that?
I like that. I like that quite a bit, and right. I'm going to invest. I love this business.
Good.
You play football? And by football, I mean soccer?
Oh, no.
Now, football.
Football.
Big game around the world, and people take it really seriously. I saw...
People love it.
I saw stories about... a real story about a referee that got his head cut off.
What?
In the middle of a field of soccer. They didn't like the ref. The fucking crowd mobbed him and they cut his head off.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't remember where it was. It was like Brazil or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucked up. People like that game of soccer. Saw football.
Football.
And including me, I'm a big soccer player. I'm a football man. But I got to see, I'm not good at running or jumping or doing cool kicks or anything.
Yeah.
Not good at anything that I try.
Right.
But I can outsmart them.
How?
With my new device, the skin cleat.
The skin cleat?
Yeah. So here's what I do.
What do?
I make a cleat that looks and matches and blends in with my skin.
Okay.
On my foot. So it looks like I'm barefoot.
It's an exact replica of your foot.
Exactly.
It's a mold.
It's a perfect mold and the perfect texture and everything.
Just a little more doughy.
Nobody would ever know. It's a little bit more doughy, yeah, because you got to have some arch support, you know.
Right.
But it's got cleats on the bottom. So here's the idea. I'm going to fake them out, you know, psychological warfare.
Yeah.
They're going to come out on the field and start kicking ball toward me. And I'm going to say, what do I do? And
then you're going to fucking blast it right into the other net.
I don't have any shoes. Oh, what? And then, psych, poof.
Pele.
Poof. I'll bend it like Beckham.
Yeah.
And get a big score, and then I'm going to run a full lap.
All right, I love it. I love that business.
So,
Skin cleat.
Yeah.
I love it. You remember that device I was talking about earlier that I created, the rat popper?
No.
Oh, well, it's a pellet that explodes inside a rat, inside a rat's belly.
Right.
Okay. I know it's inhumane, right?
Yeah, well, depends who you ask.
Well, look, is it inhumane if we use every part of the rat?
Yes. Yeah.
It still is.
Yeah. It's just not wasteful. Right. So it's better.
We wouldn't want to waste it.
It's better.
We wouldn't want to waste a rat.
You don't want to waste perfectly good rat meat.
So what we do. It's a little collector of the blood and the guts and bones and
sinew,
tails,
gore, rat gore.
Yeah, that used to be a rat.
Yeah,
the remains. We collect all that up, and it goes into this device, and it blend. You know, it's like a little blender, and it blends them all together.
It releases
some chemicals into it, and then boom, rat cream.
You
get rat cream.
Wow, yeah. And that has some therapeutic effects.
It does, yeah. It makes your skin tingle.
Yeah. I love that.
Yep. And
you rub some rat cream all over your face at night.
Yep. And
bed.
If you want to give somebody rabies.
Yeah, I do.
In a discreet way, you could slip a little rat cream.
Wow, it does rabies too?
Oh, it gives people rabies.
That's great.
Yeah. That's you rub good. It on your skin.
Okay. I love this business.
Yeah.
Do you ever eat a bean?
What?
Do you ever eat a bean?
Do I ever eat a bean?
Yeah, all
the time. I eat a lot of beans. You ever eat a bean? Black beans, pinto beans.
Well, what's the big problem about bean?
Green bean.
Too big.
Right.
I got to eat bean. I don't want to choke on bean.
You need a leaner bean.
I need a leaner bean. And that's why I invented the bean scissors.
Oh.
Perfect shape, perfect size. Cut all your beans in half individually.
Okay.
So you're sure that you're going to be able to swallow that bean whole.
That's smart.
Or half a bean.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
So, you can get Michael Bean as a spokesperson.
I was thinking about that.
I like that.
Mr. Bean, internationally.
Yeah, he'll do it. Johnny English.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah. I love this business.
Okay.
You know, people carry around crystals and they say, this is, it makes me smart.
Energy.
It gives me.
Energy.
It gives me power.
Yeah.
A goof crystal.
It makes you goofy.
It makes you goofy. Yeah, it makes you wacky a little bit. If you're having a hard time, you're going to do a stand-up set. You want to make sure you do good.
Yeah.
Put that goof crystal right up your asshole. Yeah. Shove it right in there, your pussy.
Any orifice.
Belly button.
Throat.
Ear. Nose. Whatever. You put that goof crystal right up your orifice.
Eye hole. Yeah.
Yeah. You could be missing an eye. You replace it with the goof crystal.
Right. Nobody would ever bat an eyelash.
Right. Just makes you funnier.
I love this business.
Good.
I need one, honestly.
The next one I guess really good.
When you got, okay, every night before bed, you got to say a prayer.
Yeah, of course.
Every night before you eat, you got to say a prayer. Every night before breakfast, before you got to say a prayer.
Before I do just about anything.
Every time you do a diarrhea, you got to say a prayer. I pray to God my ass doesn't fall out.
Yeah.
I pray. Well, I like to pray in peace and in solitude and in the nude. And what's the best way to do it? Just get a prayer casket. It's a casket it's all lined with pages from the Bible on the inside.
Okay.
And you get in it fully nude and you say a couple of prayers. Nobody can hear you.
Sure.
It's, you know, just between you and the Lord. And you can get in there and say, you know, I hate my wife. I pray to have a better, bigger wife and have many families.
Yeah.
And God will say, I got you, fam.
I love it. I support this.
Yeah.
And I'd like to invest. This one is, you ever jack off?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
What's the worst part about jacking off? The cleanup.
Friction. Oh, okay.
The cleanup.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I invented a new device here. It turns your residue.
Yeah.
Into, it's reusable energy. It's a masturbation bag.
Wow.
Yeah. You just jack off into the masturbation
bag. So it's like a condom, but really loose.
Yeah, and you can reuse it.
It's green.
It's reusable energy.
It's green. You can compost it, actually.
Yeah,
compost your cum, everybody.
Sure.
For Mother Earth, please compost your cum.
It's best for the planet.
It is. I love this business.
Good.
Let's each do one more.
Okay.
Do you ever jack off?
Oh, big time, yeah.
So you know how there's all that nasty stuff you got to clean up that we were just talking about?
Yeah.
What if you could do cool designs with it?
With the remains?
With the squirt.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You can.
You can? Now you can.
Now you can with the tip buddy.
The what?
The tip buddy.
Tip buddy?
Tip buddy, yeah.
Okay.
You put this little hat on your cork and you jerk off for a while and then... forces through the cum shot comes through this makes shapes.
Yeah.
You can make a smiley face on the wall.
Oh wow.
With your cum shot. Okay. You gotta have a lot of like you gotta cum hard, but no problem for me.
Not for me.
I can shoot for over a mile.
I got ropes on ropes.
Yeah, I'm shooting.
Sure.
It's like Dom Wayne.
Love it. Love it.
So
you know how you like to take care of your infestations in the least humane way possible,
yeah,
right?
Right. Just
it's one thing it's one thing I know about you.
Gotta be murderous.
And I know not only do you have a big rat problem, You also have a big worm problem.
Well, yeah.
You got a Beetlejuice worm in that basement.
Yeah, who doesn't?
You do.
Yeah, well, I've seen it. Big guy down there.
Yeah, yep. He's a big sandworm down there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Looks like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a couple of shy halud down there.
Sure. So what you need is my new device, the Worm Buster.
Okay.
Yeah. What it is, right?
Yeah. I think I have an idea.
Huh?
I think I have an idea of what it is.
I don't think you do.
No?
No.
Is this isn't from the makers of Rat Popper?
This one, well, it is. So the Worm Buster, basically, it's a tunnel system, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's these razor sharp wires. So the worm, you know, it thinks that it's going to...
Dinner
to make love to another worm,
yeah,
or whatever.
Well, worms are hermaphroditic.
Sure, and it swims. So this is the risk that we take here because it goes through this device and it cuts the worm in many, many pieces.
Okay, it's a lot like the opening of Ghost Ship.
It's a lot like the that's what I was thinking. Yeah, but or
the Resident Evil movie with the lasers.
But I know that they can all asexually reproduce.
Of course.
So it's going to have to, we're going to have to make sure it some way it cuts through all five of the hearts.
Right.
Because the only way to destroy the worm, to conquer the worm, is to bust the hearts.
All of them.
It's the Worm Buster.
Okay.
What do you think?
I love this business. I support it.
Good. I love just getting worms right out of the cement, just mashing them. Stop. Yeah. Love it.
Love that.
I'd leave those worms alone.
I ignore them.
I'm not like you. Like rats. I let all the rats live.
Yeah, not me.
I don't feed them pellets and fucking blow them up.
Oh, I explode them. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate you coming and hanging out with us for another good episode. Another real fine episode of the Cool Parents Podcast. And we'll be back next week. But in the meantime, you can go to our website.
Yep.
What's that?
It's coolparents.co.
You can share it with your friends. You can leave us a review and a rating wherever you're listening. You can go follow us on TikTok.
Yep. Cool_parents.
I know. Instagram?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
That's where you can send us messages if you have something to say or want us to do something. Do it. And get on our Patreon if you're not already. You can help us out big time doing that. Patreon.com/coolparents.
Yep.
We just recorded one. It's going to be good. You can, it'll be out like in the next few days or something probably, but it starts at $3 and there's a bunch of shit on there to listen to. Bunch of shit to see and do. So patreon.com/coolparents. That's it.
I think we should do another Red Dead video for it.
Yeah. That'll
Patreon
be next.
Patreon exclusive.
That'll be next. So thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Mobile.
Yep. Fuck the world. Well.